From the Director Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to enter into a hosting and access agreement with Northern Bridges Managed Care Organization to use the Member Information Documentation and Authorization System to support its own care management and claims processing systems and to receive the revenues thereunder.
Supervisor
Neal? Madam Chair, move approval.
I have a motion for approval. Is there any question for the committee? Supervisor Joseph?
Are you satisfied that there are adequate firewalls? And I'm not even sure this is a correct question, but I'll at least start it. Firewalls in terms of personal information with the clients we serve and their use of this. Could you address that?
Absolutely. Madam Chair, Supervisor Jurisic, yes, we have an existing agreement with the Southwest Family Care Alliance to provide, they lease MIDAS from us and we host it here. All of those records are maintained separately. There isn't any spread over from one to the other, which would be the same system configuration for Northern Bridges. We spend a lot of time, and the state expects us to, and we do spend a lot of time making sure that member confidentiality is absolutely secure. As a matter of fact, internally within our system, when we refer to a member, our system generates a number of IDs, so we never use individuals' names. But all of those records on those servers are kept distinct from Southwest Milwaukee County, and then would be separate from Northern Bridges.
And do we keep those records within a separate electronic file? It's not, you know, I'm not a computer person, so please, you know, try to follow along. It's not up in the cloud someplace where they can get a wormhole into that information. Is that the way we do it? I'm doing the best I can.
I understand.
I'm with you now. No.
Those are good questions. Those are very good questions.
Yeah, see, I'm asking a good question.
Yes, you are, Supervisor Jurisic. Yes, all of the information is kept very secure. It isn't sort of that virtual environment, but there's backups. There's disaster recovery systems that have to be in place. There's a failover so that in the event something would happen to this particular server, information isn't gone. It's backed up on a regular basis to another server so that we've got extraordinarily high degrees of accuracy and uptime on these servers so that, you know, this is not sort of a 9-to-5 and you can't enter information after that. You know, those servers are people are able to access the system remotely, which is what makes it very attractive to people from other geographic areas to lease, because you can you know, enter information, you know, anytime that you want from any location because it's web-based. But it is very secure. And we've had a great deal of success with it. We've had a very high degree of satisfaction with the uptime and the security and the maintenance that we've gotten on the servers.
So,
I'm done. Thank you.
All right, Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. So this calls for us to authorize the department to enter into an agreement with Northern Bridges. Mm-hmm. And then our previous action on the prior matter was the authorization to proceed with SSR. So what is the exposure for the county in the event of a breach by Northern Bridges? Mm-hmm. What happens under this contract if Northern Bridges doesn't make their required payments to the county?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Rice, the contract that we intend to execute with Northern Bridges, again, is the same as what we currently have with the Southwest Family Care Alliance, which would be our expectation within any contractual. There's an agreement to make those payments based on enrolled members.
Yeah, it's a per member per month and a fee. Mm-hmm.
And so the actions that we are able to take in the event that payments would not be forthcoming would be the same as we would have with any existing contract. All of that has gone through legal counsel. I guess just on a sort of a a smaller note, these agreements that we were executing are with sort of our sister managed care organizations. So they've approached us because of their desire to use the system, because MIDAS is something that was configured specifically for family care, isn't something that's been retrofitted. So we have working relationships with the other MCOs, as you would with any other sort of peer organization. So we have a very high degree of confidence. But should something happen, should they have some sort of unforeseen financial issues, the termination clauses and all of those recovery systems are there within the contract, which I'd be happy to give you a copy of.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need it. I just want to be assured that if that does happen, and I trust that it's unlikely, but if they should, you know, fall off the table, that we're not under an obligation to continue to be paying SSR for Northern Bridges related expenses.
Yeah. Manager and Supervisor, absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? I do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion was approved.